You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
The real bottom line in Iraq, I think, is that it is, despite all of its challenges, it is a much, much more hopeful place than it was in January and February of 2007 when the surge was launched and when there were 50 dead bodies in Baghdad every 24 hours.
That's the voice of retired General David Petraeus, who was commanding general of multinational forces in Iraq from February 2007 to September 16th of 2008. Petraeus was the mastermind behind counterinsurgency strategies in Iraq and Afghanistan. He served as top commander of United States and NATO forces in Afghanistan until he took the position of CIA director last summer. Petraeus is probably one of the most influential military leaders in recent American history, and a new biography of David Petraeus comes out this week. Military analyst Paula Broadwell is author of the book, All In, The Education of General David Petraeus. Paula has served nearly two decades herself, working in counterterrorism and counterinsurgency, graduate of West Point. She also served a decade in the U.S. military, and she joins us in the studio right now. Paula, good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. I want to start with you with an anecdote that's at the very beginning of your book. You describe going on a run with David Petraeus in Washington. He's a famous runner, and you want to run with him in order to do some of your interviews while you're running. Briefly describe what that was like, please.
Well, I thought it would be sort of fun to interview him on a run and you know, challenge him. As a woman, I didn't think he'd expect that I could run with him. But I brought along a tape recorder, a little digital recorder, and we went for a run. But he's got this trick with his mentees when he runs. He starts to pick up the pace. So after a couple of miles, no one could really speak anymore, and I just decided to try to keep up with him, which I did, but it was a foot race at the end. And I think it kind of established some rapport between us, and physical fitness has been a sort of common ground that led to this.
Now, you mentioned that at one point he got down to six-minute miles, which is almost inconceivable for anyone, much less a man of his age. But the reason I wanted to point it out is that I have heard the exact same story from members of the intelligence community in Washington, people I know, who've recounted almost the exact same story down to the six-minute mile. I know that you did it with him. Your story is true. Either he does that with a lot of people, or the stories become apocryphal about David Petraeus.
No, he is able to run a six-minute mile. He does it with a lot of people. It's one of his forms of mentoring, by the way, and I think he uses it to test individuals who want to work for him, aides and so forth. I've heard rumors that they call him a genetic mutant at the agency, and I think he is 59, but he's 59 going on 39. He's got a lot of energy. Physical fitness has always been a priority for him, and I think that's because he believes your body is the ultimate weapon system. And remember his background. He's an infantry officer. An infantry officer has to be prepared to fight, and fitness is a part of that.
Now, this book sort of goes in and out of some of the virtues of counterinsurgency strategy. We've had a lot of those debates in this country. David Petraeus is seen as the savior of Iraq. He's really seen as the savior of two presidents, George W. Bush, and in many ways, Barack Obama. We'll see about President Obama. That hasn't been written yet. How does he see himself in terms of saving Iraq, or at least ending that war and winding down the war in Afghanistan, because that's been controversial?
Well, I think one thing he's always tried to do or enjoyed doing is being the turnaround guy, the adaptive leader who can turn a bad situation around, which he did in Iraq. He started us on the road to progress, better progress in Afghanistan. He's looked to role models like Grant and Ridgway and Field Marshal Slim, the British field marshal, who were able to turn around their war situation. So I think he's proud of what he's done, but he definitely gives troops credit for what was accomplished on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan.
So that's David Petraeus, the military strategist, thinker, think tank head, and counterinsurgency champion. But you also talk about the man, and it was one of the most interesting parts of the book for me. Petraeus had to take off the uniform to take over the CIA, and you write that this was emotionally difficult for him. He was worried about breaking down in public because he'd been wearing the uniform for decades and decades. It was his life. So, but here's a guy, though, who was worried about breaking down in public and then sat down with advisors, consultants, and friends to decide, okay, should I break down or not break down? What's my strategy about emotionally breaking down? I mean, compartmentalization doesn't even begin to describe what this guy's like.
Yeah, I would correct that record a little bit. And he, I think, was struggling with these feelings, and a lot of his senior mentors that had gone through that period of taking off the uniform and searching for your new identity and so forth, you know, counseled him that he should expect it. And he sort of felt it. I think the other feelings he was experiencing at the time were a little bit of frustration over having to leave the Afghanistan command early. He wanted to stay through the end of the fighting season, and, you know, leaving his team behind. And I think you see a lot of commanders, regardless of rank, struggle a little bit with their leaving as one individual. They don't leave with a team. They no longer belong to that corps. Purpose, if you will. So he's really good at compartmentalizing. I think a lot of our troopers and high level leaders who have to deal with a lot of stress, that is a wonderful capability they have. It's innate. But he quickly got over that. I think it took him about 30 minutes to adjust to the CIA, and he absolutely loves it there.
He had to compartmentalize a lot in the aftermath of the firing of his mentor, Stanley McChrystal, after a Rolling Stone story that painted McChrystal and his staff as bordering on insubordination. Petraeus was hired after that. And also in the ensuing debates where he essentially faced off with the rest of a National Security Council and apparatus that disagreed with him on how to draw down from Afghanistan, he had to compartmentalize on those things too.
Well, right. First, I wouldn't say Stanley McChrystal is a mentor of his. They're peers, and they were good friends. And he realized on his drive to the White House that his name was in the hat, and he would probably be one of the options for replacing McChrystal. But he really hoped McChrystal would stay in command, in part because he feared that there would be a loss of momentum. He is able to compartmentalize, but I'll say he's one of those highly functioning individuals that you know, can juggle a number of balls at once. In fact, he likes that. He likes to over multitask, if you will. And I think it's a you know, wonderful quality and something you want to encourage in your mentees.
He's a remarkable officer and a fascinating man, and somebody with a long military career and physical prowess that's a little bit scary for a man of his age. So it's a very, very interesting read. Paula Broadwell, co-author of All In, The Education of General David Petraeus. Paula, you are doing, you're not keeping the proceeds of this book.
I am donating a majority of my proceeds to Wounded Warrior organizations. I think obviously, I have a military background and I've served overseas, but going back and hanging out with my tribe, if you will, was insightful to see, you know, some of the struggles they go through and knowing what their military families back in the States are going through. And one thing we need to draw attention to, and I think Americans need to pay more service to, is the 472,000 troops that have come back and have post-traumatic stress, debilitating levels of stress that they can no longer cope in society and can't find their new normal. So I'm donating a majority of my proceeds to a group called Team Red, White, and Blue, that uses physical fitness to bring it back to the sort of common ground here to help wounded warriors reintegrate.
Probably no one who has access to, who talks to the public, knows David Petraeus better than Paula Broadwell. Paula, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate having you.